Hey, this is Julie Brown. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM.
When you shape me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person you really are now. I'll be so good, I wish I could get the message over to you now.
Better. That's a better balance. Hello, you're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. And a very somber, reflective note to start off the show. Two icons of American music died this week. So at the top, we heard the Beach Boys from the Rehearsals 1967 bootleg. That was the song God Only Knows, who the final form made it onto the album Pet Sounds from 1966. And Brian Wilson died this week. He was the leader of the Beach Boys and genius and like a very complicated figure. But I love the Beach Boys, and especially the latter half, the Pet Sounds and Smile and Friends era of their output. Listening to some Beach Boys this week and thinking back on Brian Wilson. And after that, we heard Sly and the Family Stone, and another genius icon of American music, Sylvester Stewart, who performed as Sly Stone, also died this week. It was double loss, 82 years old, both of them. We heard the song If You Want Me to Stay from the album Fresh by Sly and the Family Stone from 1973. I read music sites these days, and it's all obituaries. People in their 40s, 50s, and 80s. Tough times in so many ways. All right, but let's listen to some music and let that transport us to a higher plane. I want to start off with some Annie-Claude Deschenes. She performed in the band Duchess Says in the early 2010s, and now has a kind of a solo electronic act, and saw her at Sappy Fest last year in New Brunswick, and it was an amazing set. She's great, and she has a new song out called Main de Fer, Iron Hands, and she's playing at Sled Island. So if you're in Calgary this weekend, please, I think it's this weekend or next weekend, anyways, eat it up. Enjoy Annie-Claude Deschenes. Here is Iron Hands, Main de Fer.
starting to believe.
The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back June 18th to the 22nd. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, art, and much more in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Featuring Japanese punk rock four-piece Otoboke Beaver as guest curator, Brooklyn-based R&B queen Yaya Bay, Canadian synth pop heroes Tops, trailblazing Australian psych rock outfit Tropical Fuckstorm, celebrated hip-hop collective Odyssey and Good Company, Boston slowcore trio Horse Jumper of Love, LA experimental noise rock group Shushu, breathtaking ambient harpist Mary Lattimore, outlandish egg punk band Snooper, genre-defined Chicago drummer Micaiah McCraven, and many more. Plus, there's over 150 more artists still to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com. Dear friends, allies, and advocates, between August 2022 and October 2023, the Drug User Liberation Front's Compassion Club and Fulfillment Center, DULF, CC, and FC, made history. As the first initiative of its kind, they offered a groundbreaking approach amidst an escalating overdose crisis in Vancouver's downtown east side. DULF has proved that a regulated drug supply isn't just a concept, it's a solution that saves lives. What's at stake? DULF co-founders Aris Nix and Jeremy Callicum are facing criminal charges under Section 5 of the Controlled Drugs and Substances Act for the compassionate and life-saving work of providing a regulated, predictable drug supply to some of the people most at risk from the toxic drug supply. They are now engaged in a legal battle to defend harm reduction, challenge outdated drug laws, and demand justice for those disproportionately affected by the toxic drug crisis. In order to pay for legal costs, they must raise $350,000 by October 1st, and they need your help.
You can donate directly now through e-transfer to druguserliberationfront@gmail.com. For more information and alternative ways to support, visit dulf.ca, dulf.ca.
Thank you.
All right, that was Devours from the new album Sports Car Era. That was the song Quite Possessed. And Devours is part of a big bill tonight, along with Tonk, the Roundelays, Muncho, and Devours. It's all happening at Redgate tonight. I'm going to be there. Yeehaw! It should be fun on a Thursday. And things kick off around 8:45. So we're going to hear some Muncho in a sec. But before that, the band we heard before is from Toronto. They're called Slash Need, and they're playing at the Cobalt along with Static Ghost, Viva Non, and Two Girls, One Daw. And that's tomorrow night at the Cobalt. And we heard the song Worm. Before that, Yaris Paris with Big Day and Annie-Claude Duchesne with Main Affair. All right, let's give a listen to Muncho. They put out their newest record a couple weeks back. And this is a song devoted to local music mainstay Patrick Garrity from the band Gal Grayson. And this song is called Patrick Likes Movies. Here's Muncho, and here from the new album, Is This Something? Here we go.
Still alone, so he grabs another rental and then makes his way.
All right, that was Tops from the new album, Bury the Key, and that was the song Chlorine, with beautiful vocal melody, filling my cup, filling me up in an empty bar, so much filling my cup, I don't know. Anyways, it's beautiful. Nice job, Jane Penny and Tops. Before that, we heard Numb Dame from their new album, Give Us $10 Million to Kill Arms Dealers. The latest release from Fanta Records, CITR's record label. And that was the song PLS. And great. Congrats, Fanta. Congrats, Numb Dame. On all that. Yeah. Before that, we heard Ribbon Skirt from the album Bite Down, the latest release from Mint Records. That was the song Look What You Did. And Ribbon Skirt are going to be in town at Green Auto on the 27th. Is that right? Friday the 27th. Yes. Along with Amari, who was one of my favorite Montreal performers, and a few other people. So definitely, if you're around town that long weekend, check out Ribbon Skirt at Green Auto. Before that, we heard This Is Lorelei, a band I wish would come to town. That was from the deluxe edition of Box for Buddy, Box for Star, their album from last year. And that was a snail mail version. I think Snail Mail contributed to that version of Two Legs, one of the standout tracks from that record. Just performed at Primavera Sound. Come from Spain, come right to Vancouver. That would be nice. And at the top, we heard Muncho, the song Patrick Likes Movies. Very true statement. Okay, next up, we're going to hear Sophia Stell, a local dance artist. Or dance pop artist. I wasn't familiar with her, but then one of the music blogs I read posted this latest track, and I thought it was quite good. And it's always intriguing when I hear about someone from Vancouver from a far-off music source. So this is her latest single, Everyone Falls Asleep in Their Own Time. This is Vancouver's Sophia Stell.
Still running around, but I'm all yours. Leading Outdoor Adventures helps me stay physically active and engaged. Every hike, every camp, every trek, I'm reminded of how much I grow as a leader and how the challenges make me better, all while giving the Scouts a memorable experience.
Take our online quiz and find your perfect volunteer role. Adventure awaits. Join us at scouts.ca/volunteer.
Join us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B, as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
I'm always running in circles, always trying to figure it out. All these run-on sentences running out of my mouth. These days I'm always distracted, always filling up space in my head. Always chasing daydreams and second guessing every plan. Lately I'm running on. Sabotage is my favorite game. Whoa-oh.
Self-sabotage is my favorite game. Whoa-oh. 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 Self-sabotage is my favorite game. Whoa-oh. 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 Whoa-oh.
Hello, it is 1 p.m. again, so we're going to wrap up the show. We just heard The Shorties, a newish band, from their debut album entitled In Every Season. That was the song Self-Sabotage. And thanks to Selena Future Star for putting that on my radar. Before that, we heard Sophia Stell from her latest single, Everyone Falls Asleep in Their Own Time. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin's Donuts. Thanks so much for tuning in. Going to close out with a song from 1980, Jack and Kathy Henderson. They lived near Boston and self-released this song. And it's very catchy and quirky. And it seems it really predates a lot of the aesthetics of a certain niche of contemporary music. So I liked it, and I want to play it for you now. So this is Jack and Kathy Henderson. This was re-released by Smiling Sea, a great archival record label out of California that put out lots of great stuff. So let's give a listen to Jack and Kathy Henderson, My Last Year. Thanks for listening, and I'll have a little music clip that... Yeah, I mean, you'll recognize the song. It's from someone in my household. I want to play it on the radio. Here we go. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
They say that I'm a loser, oftentimes a boozer, but you know I'm not a winner. Sometimes I'm shadows on the clouds, dear. That means I'm living in my last year.
But I couldn't stand to see you cry. That's why I didn't even say goodbye. I just don't know what's gonna happen to me when you're waiting for eternity.
first.